Experience action. Let's stop just talking about customer experience, employee experience, and the experience of leaders. Let's turn ideas into action. Your host, Jeannie Walters, is an award-winning customer experience expert, international keynote speaker, and founder of Experience Investigators, a strategic consulting firm helping companies increase sales and customer retention through elevated customer experiences. Ready, set, action.
One, two.
Hey everybody, I hope you are doing something you love. I hope you're enjoying a beach or maybe skiing down a mountain or just hanging out with your family and friends. That's what I'm doing this week. I'm actually on spring break, but I couldn't take a break from all of you. So I hope you enjoy this episode of Experience Action. As always, we got a great question, so let's jump in.
Hey, Jeannie, I heard you talk about service code as a tool for frontline customer service. Can you please explain what that is and how I would use it? Thanks.
Yes, a service code. We haven't talked about that before. This is a great thing to dig into. Now, a lot of times on this podcast and when I write my articles or talk to different groups, I'm focused on the customer experience strategy. That high level intentionality around making sure that everyone in the organization really understands what the customer experience mission is, how that defines success, and everybody's roles and responsibilities and accountabilities around that as well. But today I want to talk about a very specific group of those employees, because sometimes we ask a lot of our folks who are facing employees every day. They could be cashiers in a retail store. They could be answering phones in your contact center. They could be repair people going out into people's homes. Whoever they are, your frontline workers, the people who are showing up for your customers every day, if we just say to them, all you have to do is provide good service, what we're saying is we don't really know what that means and we don't have a definition. So what I like to do is define that with something we call a customer experience service code. Now, you might be thinking about things like, you know, training manuals or protocols or things like that. All of that is certainly important. But what I like to do is tie this back to what are we actually trying to do with our employees in those roles? How do we want those customers to feel? What are the do's and don'ts? Sometimes we can't be all things to all people, right? Let's have a little thought experiment, shall we? So if you are a customer and you've had an issue, maybe you reach out to the contact center. You start a chat, you maybe call, and you say, this is my issue. And one employee there, let's call them Joan, answers the phone and has a list of reminders in front of her. And Joan sees a list that says, put the customer first, get the right information to the customer, call customers by their name, please say please and thank you, ask for the purchase, but don't sell too aggressively. So that's the list. Joan hears about the issue and says, you know what? I'm not sure why that's happening, but I'm going to call you back as soon as I know. I will find out for you. I am going to let you know as soon as I know anything. So then Joan calls the customer 20 minutes later and says, I don't have new information for you, but I'm working on it. Joan keeps calling 20 minutes after that. I think I found out what happened, but I have to contact our delivery team. 20 minutes after that, Joan says, gosh, I know it's frustrating. I still don't have an answer to your problem, but I'm working on it. Now, let's say the same customer called that contact center. Instead of Joan, they got Sammy. Now, Sammy heard the same thing, had the same list in front saying, put the customer first, get the right information to the customer, call customers by their name, say please and thank you, ask for the purchase, but don't sell too aggressively. And then Sammy heard the whole thing and said, you know what? I don't know what's happening there. This is unusual. What I'm going to do is actually look into this. I know that I need to wait for certain information. There are certain people who maybe I can't contact right now. How about if I call you back customer in 48 hours and give you an update. Who did that right? You might be thinking Sammy, you might be thinking Joan, but if you think about the list that was in front of them, they both did those things. They both put the customer first, got the right information to the customer or worked on it, called the customer by their name, said please and thank you, all of those things. So what is the right way to handle that? They both could be right. There's no obvious answer. Often when we talk about customer service and contact center and frontline workers, we say things like, well, it's obvious. Just be nice to the customer. So instead of relying on what's obvious, let's continue to get intentional. Customer experience leaders must start sharing the standards, expectations, and even language around customer service. And all of those things must be based on the customer experience mission statement. So if your mission is your North Star, the service code is your map for creating meaningful experiences that consistently deliver for your customers and your organization. Brands that do this well create specific, defined actions so employees know what's expected and this is key here, and how to deliver it. Disney is well known for having a clear purpose, we create happiness, and a very defined set of quality standards and service guidelines. Aveda, one of the brands I love, they provide guidance to their retail workers with a service cycle that includes verbs like connect and confirm instead of sell. The whole emotional commitment is different based on these specific service guidelines. So I know some of you are thinking, wait a minute, we're not Disney. We're not Aveda. We're a B2B manufacturing, or we're a transportation company, or I have a small fitness studio. Whoever you are, this can still work for you. So I'm going to tell you the steps to create a CX service code. Number one, ask what interactions customers have with your employees. So working in a retail environment and interacting with complex procurement teams, those are very different things. So define what interacting with customers looks like in your organization. For example, your organization might have salespeople, account managers, repair teams, and accounting representatives interacting with various customers as part of a B2B customer experience. These are different roles with different customers in many cases. So don't get caught up in the details. The focus of the service code is to simplify standards. So use this inventory of who interacts with the customer as a prompt to consider what's most important. Number two, look to your CX mission. I'm going to say it again because I say it, I think, in every single one of these podcasts, but look to your CX mission to direct behaviors. If your mission is about friendliness, it's critical to think about how that can be turned into behaviors. So think about what it is and then think about behaviors. Three, you want to brainstorm a list of emotions you want customers to feel. Get into those feelings. Get into your emotions. Think about, what is it that people want from us? How do we want them to feel? Do we want them to feel warm and welcomed? Do we want them to feel excited? Do we want them to feel like this is the right thing for them and we want them to walk out with confidence? Get into that. Think about what you want. And then decide on 3 to 5 behaviors that are universal in the service that you want to deliver. For example, this was in the list. Addressing a customer by name can be applied to a sales situation or a repair scenario. So this will become part of the universal service code. Number 5, dig into those roles and scenarios to decide what specific actions or behaviors are required. When a customer enters a store, how can they be greeted? That is different than when a customer provides information in a chat or email correspondence. Identify those moments to really define the service expectations. Once you have a completed service code, it's time to use it. These can be very helpful for hiring, onboarding, and reviewing performance in an ongoing way with employees. So here's an example of a service code. First, you want to have your company name and your CX mission statement. I think every time I say CX mission statement, we should have angels singing. So you want to have your CX mission statement as part of it. Then your service code might read with something like, our customers deserve fast, friendly, and scientifically accurate widgets. We show up for customers, and then you can put this next part in bullets, with a smile, even if we're on the phone, with gratitude, not just because they're customers, but as true innovators, with humility, because sometimes our customers are ahead of us. We deliver for our customers specifically to focus on fast, friendly service with the following commitments. This is where you get into those specifics. Customers receive responses to inquiries within 2 hours. Customers are updated every 24 hours on open issues. Mistakes are corrected promptly and employees are empowered to provide replacement or repair services. The tie goes to the customer. When in doubt, the customer is believed and served. Now, this is a general sense, a general template for you, but you can imagine how nuanced and interesting these can be. If you know exactly how you're delivering for your customers, and you can get into specific commitments that everybody who interacts directly with customers understands, that's what leads to consistency throughout the entire customer journey. So your customer experience service code might be set up differently or in greater detail, but I encourage you to think of ways to communicate and reinforce the ideas of your service code. And like all things, do not worry about being perfect. There is no perfect scenario here. We are dealing with human beings who are nuanced and complex. It's difficult to communicate a code that is a list of every scenario or impossible standards that contradict each other. Commit to what's important and empower your employees to live up to the CX mission and service code in their own way. Thank you so much for this question. I also just want to give a shout out to all of the contact center agents, all of the customer service reps, all of the customer success managers, all those folks who are listening right now who are showing up for the customer every single day, interacting directly with customers and trying to play their part in a bigger customer experience. You are doing tremendous things, and I just want to support you and say thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you so much for being here yet again. I hope you are taking some sort of break today, and I hope that you consider developing a service code for your organization. If you want some more information on this or anything else, please check out the Learning Center at experienceinvestigators.com. And we also have LinkedIn Lives several times throughout the year. Follow me on LinkedIn or check out our YouTube channel as well. I love these questions. Please keep them coming. Leave me a voicemail at speakpipe.com/experienceaction. Until next time, thanks for everything you're doing. To learn more about our strategic approach to experience, check out free resources at experienceinvestigators.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, our Year of CX program, and more. And please follow me, Jeannie Walters, on LinkedIn.